Hi, this is Jeff, host of the podcast. I have two quick things to tell you before we dive into my latest interview. First, if you use the Stitcher app for listening to podcasts, you need to listen to this. Unfortunately, the Stitcher app is closing at the end of August, so you'll need to find a new podcast app, either for Android or your iPhone. And when you start using your new podcast listening app, don't forget to subscribe to the Reading and Writing podcast so you won't miss a single episode. I have a podcast that I want to tell you about. I think you will like it. The Amelia Project. Have you ever wanted to disappear and start over? What if there was a company that could provide such a service? The Amelia Project is a fiction comedy podcast about a death-faking company. It is dark as cocoa beans and as silly as rainbow sprinkles. The Amelia Project is crammed full of comedy, mystery, twist, and fine beverages. If you like Sherlock Holmes, Dirk Gently, or Monty Python, this will be your cup of cocoa. You can listen to the Amelia Project podcast today wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Amelia Project and look out for the logo of a black and orange phoenix rising from a cup. Listen today. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Terry J. Benton Walker, author of the new novel Blood Debts. New York Times bestselling author Nick Stone wrote that Blood Debts is a delight conjuring a magnificence. Terry, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, if someone hasn't heard about your new novel yet, how would you describe Blood Debts?
Yes, definitely. So quick elevator pitch for Blood Debts. 30 years after the greatest magical massacre in New Orleans history, the rightful heirs of a stolen throne set out to right the wrongs in their family's past and bring about the justice they're owed. I call Blood Debts my contemporary Game of Thrones for Black and Black queer teens.
Do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write Blood Debts?
Yes, I do. I wanted to, actually, the idea for Blood Debts started out as a pitch for a television show. I mean, it was about a group of sisters who are witches, and it was about their internal struggle, like both with themselves and in their family, for power and control of this throne. And through that idea, we ended up with the story of Blood Debts, in which over time, the focus has shifted from the adults to the younger perspective, from the viewpoints of Christina and Clement, who are the protagonists, as well as Valentina Savant, who is one of the antagonists, who is also from one of the prominent families in New Orleans.
Well, I know that Blood Debts is your debut novel, and as you mentioned earlier, it originally started out as the idea for a TV series. Before you worked on Blood Debts, were you primarily doing screenwriting? Is this your, it is your debut novel, but what was kind of your writing journey that led you to kind of coming up with the idea and then writing the novel?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so I have actually been writing for quite a while now. It took me about 10 years and 7 different manuscripts before I was able to sign with my literary agent. And it's interesting that the book that I signed with her with is, we have not sold yet. It's an adult high fantasy, but Blood Debts was originally titled Queen, and it was a book that unfortunately died in the query trenches. I was not able to find anyone to represent it, and my present agent wasn't agenting at the time when I was originally querying Queen. And when we had our phone call, she asked if I had anything else in the pipeline, and I told her about Queen, and it was just this project that I could not let go of, and I couldn't let go of the characters. And she read it, and she said that she loved it, and she had an editorial vision, but it was going to be a complete like rewrite and a complete new work from the ground up. And I said, let's do it. And so we spent the next year like reimagining the entire world and the story and the characters and how everything plays out. And Queen was originally, the magic system was originally based on voodoo. What originally was voodoo. But in Blood Debt, when I rewrote it, I changed the magic system to be inspired by voodoo. And I also expanded it to include additional branches of magic that are also steeped in culture as well. And that became also a very important plot point for the story and how this world develops and the central plot develops.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, I know that you just mentioned the number of manuscripts as you were kind of working and writing and trying to find an agent. What kind of kept you going through that process?
It was definitely very hard. And there were several times when I wanted to quit. I mean, there was like, I remember having the conversation with myself one time. And I was like, I don't think that this is going to work out. And I was like, well, if I quit, what will I do? And I didn't have an answer for that. And it's like, I loved telling stories so much and I was so passionate about it. And I couldn't see myself not doing it. And so once I realized that, so that propelled me forward. And then I continued learning. Like every time I would have a book that I would have to shelve after it failed in the query trenches, I would go back to studying craft. I would pick up a new craft book. I would take a new class. I would get involved with something else to try to soak up more information. I'm also an industrial engineer, so I'm always thinking about like continual improvement and process improvement, even when it comes to myself and my craft. So that was kind of built in me to just keep trying and keep trying to get better.
Do you think you'll ever go back to the high fantasy?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's one of the, we actually plan to sell that next. And I'm really excited about that one.
Can you discuss a specific challenge that you faced while writing Blood Debts and how you overcame it in the writing process?
Yes. So I learned a lot about writing characters, like really deeply nuanced characters with Blood Debts. And the original manuscript, Queen, one of the things that my agent suggested was cutting one of the, actually Christina's perspective, because in that draft, she wasn't as strong as Clem. And I was like, well, no, I don't want to cut like Christina's perspective. Like, she's so important. So I was like, well, give me a chance to fix her. And so I went and I've studied craft, and like, I really like dug in and figured out how I needed to develop not just Chrissy's character, but everybody's character who received a perspective. And I did the same thing for her and for Clem. And so what that taught me was essentially how to build a character from the ground up, from the beginning. And one thing that I did coming out of that is I created what's called a character dossier that I, for every writing project that I work on, I fill out one of these. And it's just a series of questions to help me understand like who these characters are and what their motivations are and why, essentially why they're in this story. And so that came about like through that little struggle. And I actually have, so the character dossier is a part of a novel planning kit that's available for free download on my website. And what that is a series of exercises from all of the craft things that I've learned over the years. And it's actually the exercises that I employ right now for planning and drafting my own stories.
Well, you mentioned that you're an industrial engineer, and what you just described mm-hmm. with this character dossier, it sounds like you tend to be a planner and an outliner when you're writing. Yes. Would that be accurate?
Oh, most definitely. I'm a super planner. I tend to front load a lot of like the work to the beginning of the process. So it takes me a minute to get to that first draft. But typically once I get there, the revisions are a piece of cake afterwards, because I've already done all the hard stuff.
Interesting. Well, I'm curious, on that note, what writing advice would you offer for those who may be working on their own novels or short stories?
Mm-hmm. Keep learning. Even, but as I said before, I'm an engineer, always about continual improvement. Like, you will never reach a point where you know enough. No matter how good you are or how accomplished you are, there's always going to be an opportunity for you to learn more, for you to expand more, for you to continue to challenge yourself. So don't lose sight of that.
What novels or nonfiction books have you read recently that you enjoyed?
Oh, I'm actually reading Delicious Monsters right now by Lizelle Sanberry. And it is a young adult psychological horror, and it is a haunted house story, and it is absolutely immaculate. Highly, highly recommend.
That's great. Are you working on a new novel now?
I am. I'm actually working on the sequel to Blood Debts, as well as the sequel to my middle grade contemporary fantasy debut, which is Alex Wise versus the End of the World. So that debuts in September this year. So I'm working on the sequel for that one right now.
That's great. Well, where can people find you online if they want to learn more about you and your debut novel, Blood Debts, and the writing tools that you mentioned earlier for download?
Yes, definitely. My website is tjbittenwalker.com. And my Instagram is Ice Cream Vice Lord, because I love ice cream and vice. And my Twitter is TJ Bittenwalker.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with TJ Bittenwalker, author of the new novel, Blood Debts. The novel is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And Terry, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.